540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Extreme cold has settled over Milwaukee, and officials say conditions could turn dangerous fast. The National Weather Service says frostbite is possible in as little as 10 minutes. The extreme cold warning is in effect through this afternoon, followed by a cold weather advisory into tomorrow. Milwaukee's mayor is urging everyone to bundle up and limit time outdoors. City buildings will stay open today, but garbage and recycling pickup will be delayed in Milwaukee. County Executive David Crawley says one person stranded in the cold is one too many and is urging people to stay inside as well. County officials are reminding folks to check on neighbors, especially seniors. Outdoor Milwaukee County Parks programs are canceled through Saturday, including ice skating at Red Arrow Park. Indoor park facilities will stay open under normal hours. Most school districts canceled classes for today. Fire officials are also warning people to not use ovens or grills for heat and to keep space heaters at least 3 feet from anything that could catch fire. There are dozens of warming centers available, some open during the day, some at night. They're scattered all over. To find one or get info about other cold-related issues, call 211 or visit the 211 website. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. People living in an apartment building near 28th in Wisconsin had to leave their homes yesterday afternoon after city inspectors found serious problems. The Department of Neighborhood Services ordered Bareta Properties to fix heating, water, and lighting issues. A burst pipe in the basement even left a car frozen in place. City crews are working to make sure the building is safe. A Milwaukee jury has convicted a former gas station security guard of killing a man who took snacks without paying. Prosecutors say 58-year-old William Pinkins shot and killed 29-year-old Isaiah Allen in 2023 after Allen stole snack cakes. The jury found Pinkins guilty of first-degree intentional homicide and a gun charge after just 20 minutes of deliberation. This is Pinkins' second homicide conviction. Brookfield Republican State Senator Rob Hutton says he's stepping away from the state legislature after this term. He cites personal and professional demands for his choice not to run again. The district could be competitive with Democrats Robin Vining and Sarah Harrison already running. Hutton says he plans to use his last year to push reforms supporting families, job growth, and more efficient government. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks take on the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's lost four of their last five games, including Wednesday at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Bobby Portis on what he saw on the tape of that game.
I think just overall, you always want to just take care of the ball, especially against teams like that, scrappy teams that kind of feed off transition baskets and things. So kind of sad we didn't take care of the ball, get off to a good start early, and they kind of just, you know, poured on to the rest of the game. Wish we would have, you know, took care of the ball better.
College hoops. Another win for Wisconsin. The Badgers beat Penn State 98-71 last night in Pennsylvania. Wisconsin has now won five in a row. They'll host the USC Trojans on Sunday. NFL. The Packers' search for a new defensive coordinator continues. Matt LaFleur interviewed former Packers defensive back Al Harris. Harris has been a secondary coach for the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and currently for the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is cold out there this morning, and it's not going to warm up a whole lot today either, but the wind will gradually die down through the day, so wind chill will be less of an issue. Sunny today, 4 below zero for a high. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, down to 12 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, light snow, 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16 below zero.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.